What's up, world? Good morning, good morning. It's your boy, Mr. Hurry Live, and in full effect once again, holding it down for anchor.fm/215. Shout out to all of the listeners around the world, all of the nonstop workers who's been tuning in, who's been giving us your support, lending an ear. We appreciate it. Also, we want to say thank you to everybody who's been commenting, who's been following along, sending us messages, video clips, pictures, all those kind of things. Everybody who's been sharing their life with us, we appreciate you. I appreciate you. So it's a nice morning. It's about 10:20 a.m. here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I am right now just chugging water, headed to a cup of coffee. And I figured it would be an all right time to talk with you all about something that was on my mind for the past day. It's actually pretty breezy out here. I might actually come out and get a kite up. I'll see. But I wanted to talk to you guys about something that has been on my mind. And that is how coolness has killed ignorance. How coolness has killed intelligence. And I want to talk to you guys about this idea that I have that coolness has killed intelligence. Now, if you listen to my last podcast, I talked about the importance of uninterrupted potential. You know, it was like a special message to parents. And here I have a similar message. You know, it's not necessarily the parents, but it's for everybody. I just want us to think about coolness. Especially us brown-skinned people. If you ask me, I believe that brown skin, the melanated indigenous being, is the master of cool. We are the masters of spin. We can take anything and spin it to something cool. We can take anything seemingly degrading and make it cool. We can take anything that is we can make it strong. You know what I'm saying? We can take anything that is dry and bland and give it flavor. That's what we do. And I really love that about us. I really love that. And I love my people for that reason. You know, one of the biggest examples of that is the N-word. You know, the word Negro or nigger, y'all know that word that everybody likes to use. I guess they think it's a word. Really is a distortion or a perversion or a derivative of the word necro. N-E-C-R-O, meaning dead in the mind, walking dead, that kind of thing. Necro. Somewhere along the lines, the C became closed as a way to kind of hide the true meaning of the word. We then began saying Negro, Negro, N-E-G-R-O, Negro, as in the Latin languages, brown or dark or black. You get Negro, which is the color, Negro, but it comes from the word Necro. Years later, it gets to be nigger. You know, and we hate the word. And we say plantation owners use it. We hate the word. Then guys start using it as a term of endearment. How that could ever be, I don't know. But this is what took place. This is what happened. And now we're at this point where it's what's up, my nigga. It's a cool thing now. Now I can put on 30 YouTube videos right now where there's little non-brown folks, little non-brown kids referring to themselves as niggas and niggers, calling their homeboys their niggas. This is there, you know? So now the word isn't even something that's just about brownness now. Now it's literally a sign of cool to be able to say nigga openly, to be able to refer to yourself as a nigga, and to be able to call somebody else that you love or appreciate or admire a nigga. It's now become something that's cool. Now, I just want to use that example, guys. I'm not I'm not stressing about that. I just wanted to use that as an example. Okay? But coolness is something that my people master in. But I fear that it has come, I fear that it has reached a point where it is now doing us a disservice, cool. Because cool now is all we seek. Cool now is all we're after. Cool is no longer a lawyer. Cool is no longer a doctor. Cool is no longer anything that uses the mind. Cool is no longer a profession that requires one to study, be well learned. Cool is no longer something that you have to work hard to be cool. Cool is now the end all be all. Cool is now all we want to be, is all we desire to be. And that's not so cool. Coolness is the reason why young men won't read books, because it's not cool. Girls don't think it's cool. Coolness is why young ladies won't discover who they are in the world. They won't read. They don't study. This is why, you know, because it's supposedly cooler to not. Do you understand what I'm saying? I spend much of my life, and I want you guys to listen to what I'm about to say very carefully, especially if you're a parent and you have children. Okay, I spent a nice portion of my life as a young man. I spent a great portion of my life as a young man trying to be cool when I could have spent much of that time being smart and intelligent, discovering my genius. Had I spent the majority of my years discovering my genius, I would be in a place that everyone in the world sees as cool right now, possibly. So what do we think is cool? Let's talk about that. We think being rich is cool. We think being successful is cool. We think traveling is cool. We think having the ability to amass material is cool. We think being invited to special private events is cool. All of these kind of really irrelevant things we give life to. We believe if people can demonstrate these things, if people have these things, then they must be cool. Well, the truth of the matter is, when you start to get around a lot of these rich and wealthy people, the people who have all of the things that you think exemplify cool, demonstrate cool, when you get around them, you start to realize they don't have some of the things that other cool people have. You know, you realize that some of these people with the high rises, some of these people with all the connections, they have the least knowledge. You realize these people with the money and the ability to buy things have no ability to produce things. Do you understand? You realize that these people with the ability to manipulate through material, manipulate through the perceptions of others, they have no real ability to love. No real ability to care. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because we all want to be cool, we no longer want to be real on this planet. We no longer want to be the things that actually matter. And being those things are the things that actually make you cool. Being somebody who can forgive is what makes you cool. Being somebody who understands that love is infinite is what makes you cool. You understand what I'm saying? Being somebody with compassion, being somebody with the ability to understand others is what makes you cool. And no matter what you do, no matter where you go, no matter how cool you are, at the end of the day, you are going to find yourself being faced with the very real question of who are you and what have you contributed to the world? And if all you've contributed is cool, my friend, you will find that you have contributed little to nothing. This is just a little bit of my thoughts on coolness and how coolness has interrupted intelligence. We're afraid to be intelligent. We're afraid to read. We're afraid to do all of the things that we are meant to do because the idea of cool. So let me know what you guys think about this, you know. And I want to encourage you all to let go of some of the coolness, man, because your greatness might be right on the other side of cool. So let me know what you think. This is anchor.fm/215.